ever expecting, just like the widow was with the judge. Yet when the Son of Man comes back, he will find these kind of persistent faithfulness in his people. Father, we thank you so much for who you are, Lord, and we know that, God, that your word is true. Lord, when you give a command and you tell us to be faithful, to pray for a situation and do not give up, night and day, day and night, then Lord, you are just to come back and answer that prayer, Lord. We know a lot of times it may not be on our timing, it may not be the very next day, it may not be the very next year, it may not be 5 years from now, God, but I know your timing is so much more perfect than ours. We have just an inkling of a thought of what kind of process that you're just so wonderfully doing. We just sometimes, God, get caught up in the do's and the don'ts and the wants, and we forget who you are. And Lord, I'm asking you this morning, there are so many people here that are asking for a certain thing. And Lord, some of us may have given up, but Lord, I believe this morning there is such a time as this where you're saying, pray, don't stop. Whether it may be strength, whether it may be that we just need guidance of where we're supposed to go and what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to say it. Lord, I ask that prayer be over your people this morning. Give them direction, God. I feel that in my heart this morning, that there are so many people that are just saying, where are you? What are you doing in this time? But God, I'm asking you, even though we don't understand and don't know, have any idea of what you're doing, but there's one thing we have is faith in knowing who you are and knowing that when we pray, you're hearing our prayer. And God, we may not know, but we just got to know that you know what's going on. And we thank you for that this morning, Lord. And I ask that you heal your people this morning. Whatever burdens they're carrying, whatever it may be, that your hand is upon them this morning. You are with them. I ask for peace right now amongst every person in this room. Whatever the situation is, God, you know everything. You know our hearts. You know our spirit, our mind, our soul. You know everything about us. You know we're asking for some things that a lot of people don't even know we're asking for this morning. But you certainly know. And I certainly ask that, God, that you grant that this morning. Give us peace, comfort us, and Lord, give us direction of what we're supposed to do. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
God bless you. Come on and clap your hands, everyone. Come on and clap your hands. We bless God in the holy place. Come on, you can do better than that. If I ask you to give me an applause, that would be good. But come now, let's give God a praise in this house this morning. I bless him. Thank you so much, Pastor Corey, for opening in our devotion. I thank God for each one of you that have assembled in this place on this our Sunday service here at Nations Harvest. And I thank God for all of those who join us in our virtual environment, our virtual church, which is a mighty church. Amen. As I had an opportunity to just glance down and see the names of and the list of those that are here with us from North Carolina, our family there from the West Coast and California and Cleveland, Ohio, and just parts unknown, because as it looks across the globe, I don't recognize every single place. But I want to welcome you in the spirit of Christ this morning to this, our Sunday service. We're praying this morning for our church family, because again, the Lord has fulfilled his promise, and that is that when this earthly tabernacle is dissolved, when it's ended, when it's completed, when we have finished this course, we have a building that's not made by hands. So this morning, our prayers are going out to the Tucker family and the loss of one of our anchor members, Kenneth O'Neill Tucker, as he transitioned and he received the promise that God promised, and that is eternal life. Amen. And for that, we praise God this morning. Amen. We praise him. Even the songwriter said that he was fully persuaded that neither life nor death, perils of danger, the principalities nor power, nothing was going to separate him from the love of God. And that needs to be your constitution this morning. That has to be what you have established as your most sound and stable foundation, is that I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God. Hallelujah. Because I know that I've had some good days and I've had some bad days. I've had some hills to climb. But through it all, God have always been there. I like the way the old writer said, I was once young, but now I'm old. Never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed to beg bread. One more time, clap your hands in this house this morning. Hallelujah. There's a song that says, it makes no difference. It makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. So hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. It's just another test. It works always. Get ready for your blessing. Get ready for your miracle. Listen. Know you've been hurting deep down inside. Let me encourage you, it's gonna be alright. Troubles and trials come to make you strong. Keep on believing, you keep holding on. Get ready for your blessing. Get ready for your miracle. Get ready.
Want to get up and do something. So when I say I'm blessed, I want you to do something. But when I tell you to say you're blessed, I want you to look at somebody and make them want to get up and do something. Say, I'm blessed. Say, I'm blessed. Say, you're blessed. Say, you're blessed. Say, I'm blessed. Say, you're blessed. Everybody's blessed. Listen, whoa. Late in the midnight hour, God's gonna turn it around. It's gonna work in your favor.
I feel the rain.
feel the rain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's raining. That's what you have to feel this morning. That's what he's doing for you. It's raining. Oh, oh, it's raining. It's raining. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Hallelujah, come on. I feel the drops of your love. I feel the drops of your mercy. I'm in a downpour of your graces. I feel the rain. God, I am saturated, soaked, and I absorb everything that you send down from heaven. And I pray today, Lord, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable in thy sight. God, let there be a word that fall from my lips this morning that are as the bread that comes from heaven. Let each and every individual that have postured themselves in this building, God, let them walk out of here complete. Let them walk out of here healed. And most of all, let them walk out of here whole. God, bring the pieces together. Because you have provided for us everything that we need. Every piece is here. But now we need your grace to put it together. We have the finance. We have the support. We have the family. We have the friends. We have the know-how. But God, we still need you to help us to put it all together. Let us put in place the lost of loved ones because it has a specific place and it fulfills a purpose. So God, let us today know that our ways are not your ways. Our thoughts are not your thoughts, but the superiority of you, oh God, is what we need now to bring it all together. I declare victory in this service. I declare deliverance in this service. I want somebody to cry out right now, thank you, Lord. Somebody cry out, thank you, Lord. In advance. Now declare with your lips, it is so. It is so. I will. Listen, your will is stronger than a wish. So you don't have to wish for anything. All you have to do is will it. Now I want you to say it is so, because I will, and declare that your will is strong, because I have released my permissive will into his perfect will. Now I want you to say it is so. Now whatever you need to speak over, say it right now. I will do this. I will. Whatever you need to do, say I will. Come on. I will. You may not want to have to say it loud. If it's not spoken, just say it in your heart. But I want you to declare that I will. And at the same time, you need to let the devil know I will not. Oh, He already know by virtue of you saying that you will. It's understood that he will not. But let him know, I will not stop. I will not quit. I will not back up. I will not lay down. The devil will feed you while you laying down. Oh, he will. So he can make you feel comfortable in quitting. He'll feed you. Somebody say, how so? It's because while you laying there doing nothing, he'll tell you something like, you deserve a break. So just go ahead and stay here. And the Lord saying, get up. And you think it's God telling you to lay down, and he telling you, I said, get up. You've been in this position too long. You run around here, you've used every excuse that you can in the world. You're out of excuses. Tell somebody close to you, you're out of excuses. So. What I'm telling you now, don't get in the car with me. You can be seated in the presence of God, because I will make you buckle your seatbelt. You will have no other choice but to fasten your seatbelt, because I'm going somewhere. Hallelujah. I'm doing something. If you're going to hang with me, you're one of them real passive and, you know, just kind of just take it, whatever, and don't get in with me, because I'm telling you, I'm going to be bending some corners around here in Jesus' name. Going somewhere. Am I by myself this morning? You know, I'm so glad that I got this old to get this full of the Holy Ghost. Because my natural ability is starting to subside. But I'm like Paul now, I'm renewed day by day. And I'm so much a fool for God right now, I believe I can do anything in his name. I believe that there's nothing impossible for God. I'm so glad that I waited till I got this old to know that in Christ I can do all things, because it is he that strengthens me. That's why I declare I will. And I tell the devil I will not. Thank you so much, Minister Kenyon, Minister Brandon. Come on, let's give them a hand. Those are our musicians. Time didn't afford us enough time to get together again, but I think my last words were, we'll just do what we always do. The Holy Spirit knows, not because we were too busy to not do what God gifted us to do, but because we were busy. But I bless you. Someone told Kenyon last night, I have to say this. No, you just go ahead and stay in Atlanta. Don't try to come back home, because we don't want you driving tired. I knew what they said. They told me this. This was third party. I said, you can forget that. Bro, church 11:30. He going to come in here on two wheels. I don't know what time he left, whether he left early this morning or whether he left last night. Then he had to get home also because his big sister's home. She tell you that anyway. That's why he came home, Daddy. He wanted to get to church, but he needed to get home to see his big sister. So, to my daughter here from Oakland, California. What's Santa Clara County? Where are you guys now? Somewhere in Concord. In Concord, yes. The beautiful city of Concord. That's where we stayed last time, at some place out there. We stayed out in Concord, yeah. Up around Napa Valley in that area. And her wonderful, beautiful, man, she brought me a son-in-law that was like, that's what's up. I got, you know, I always boast on Mike and Ollie. But my daughters brought me some, like, son-in-laws. I had to look at them like, it's my daughter, man. But they ain't no little bitty. They, like, they men. Gigantic men. And I'm waiting for my son-in-law to share his gift on the grill. His home is Jamaica, so he know how to hook it up. He know how to jerk it around. Y'all know what I'm saying. So I love him, and my beautiful granddaughter that told him on the airplane, I want to get on the plane that's going to Poppy's house. See, we on the plane. No, I want the plane to go. She wanted it to land in my yard. No, this ain't the airport. That's not Poppy's house. She want this joker to land in Poppy. One day, Poppy may have an airfield. I don't know. Who knows? Was that prophetic?
Land at Poppy's house. That sounds good. Jetting from Atlanta. Let me preach you all. I'm in a very just cheerful mood this morning. Jude. No chapters. They're only verses. Y'all pray my strength this morning. Faith, I love you. Teresa, love you. Sam, love you. Deborah, love you. Pearl, love you. Of all you guys, April, you guys, love you so much. I know these are some of the names of people that are watching on air. Can't call Karen. Amen. I love you guys. Let me do this, y'all, because I have to live with people, okay? Actually, when I come out of here, I have to live with people, like, daily. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tiffany. Happy birthday to you. I have to live with people. Y'all understand, right? Yeah, amen. Jude. Verse number 20. You there? Jude, verse 20. Single letter, single chapter. Of course, every book in the Bible is in its original text. They are not chapters of verses. It's not chronological like that. It's just one complete. But this went in just a single one, verses 1 through 25. I'm going to start at verse 20. But ye, beloved, here are the words right here, the next three words, building up yourselves. Ye, beloved, building up yourselves. Those are the three words right there. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves, build yourself up, and then keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some, have compassion, making a difference. When you build yourself up, help somebody else up. Amen? When you get up, help someone else up. Make a difference. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. I want to talk today about building up yourself. That's what I want to talk about. But the text today is committed to a strong finish. Can I talk about that? Say that with me. I am committed to a strong finish. How will you do it? I'll build myself up. And in that way, I know that I'm going to have a very strong finish. I need you today to do that. All right? The issue before us, and it's quite significant, it is understanding the process, because there is a process to getting to a strong finish. Not only have we received the grace of God through Calvary, this is where everything rests. The substratum of our very salvation is in Calvary. For it is there that it is consummated, the birth, the life, the death, and the resurrection of our Savior, Calvary. And it is there that is all-inclusive justification, perpetuation, sanctification, reconciliation, and adoption. The power of my salvation. The spiritual anatomy of my being saved. You don't really have time for me to dissect and give to you complete authority by which I stand on being saved by the Son of God. But we also have to move from the Bible, or what the Bible defines as, now let us leave the principles of the doctrine of Jesus Christ and let us go on unto perfection. Not laying again the foundations of things like baptisms and various doctrines, but the writer makes himself all-inclusive by saying, let us go on to perfection. In order to do that, one has to be committed literally to the process. I want to submit that for your consideration. And when we approach it from the point of view that there is a process in going on to perfection, we have to understand that each one of us have to cooperate. We have to partner with God so that God can make his purpose for us and us a complete collaboration. You can't be separated from what God has called you to do, but it has to be a process. We have to understand that each one of us have to cooperate, partner with God, even when we work out our own salvation. Now, I want to let you know, and I've said this often, that I would that God would just do me like he did Adam. You know, just kind of give me some spiritual analgesic and just maybe just jettison me on through life so that I don't have to worry about my proclivities, chasing stuff out of my mind, getting stuff out of my mouth, sometime wanting to punch something, punch somebody. We all have life rage. That's the same as road rage, where you want to just run into somebody. But God doesn't do it like that. He takes us through the process. Amen. He don't just jettison us from just point A to point Z, but we have to go through it day by day. Amen. Week by week, month by month, hour by hour. Somebody's going through something right now that's a part of the process. Even in this very second, can you say amen? Amen. Now, the process is going to be felt by you. And I have to go back to the potter's house to get this, because while it's okay for the clay doesn't have feelings. I have feelings. And I can feel as I am in the hands of God, and he's shaping me and molding me. Some nights I lay awake and my thoughts won't let me go to sleep because I'm being productive. I'm already doing tomorrow tonight, and I can't go to sleep. But there have been some nights that all I've had to deal with is myself, how I needed to fix me. Those nights are not really easy, because what I've done is I've become dissatisfied with myself. I've said to myself, I know I can do better. I can live better. Especially when I was younger. I didn't do the outlandish things just because I had so much a proclivity to do them. It's just that I just catch myself just doing things. And I would spend night. In order to go to the next level, God has to shape you. Can you say amen? In other words, you have to build on it. Build on it. Build on it. Jesus could say it is finished because he had built on it. From Bethlehem, from Nazareth, to his about 100-mile radius around Judea, he had built on it. Some days, even though that's not what he came to do, he came to save. But while he was on his way to making our salvation, some folks got healed. On his way to save us, some people that had issues, they were resolved. People that had problems, it was fixed. But he was on his way to complete salvation. When he said it is finished, he didn't mean that the woman with the issue of blood don't have an issue no more. He didn't mean that blind Bartimaeus can now see. When he said it is finished, he was saying that I have come to complete what I have been assigned to do, my assignment.
That's right.
Now, there is a significance in commitment. This is going to be a teaching preaching, okay? There is a significance in commitment, and that's where I want you to rest first. Think about commitment. Commitment, and when it comes to commitment, commitment does not stand in and of itself, but commitment is actually a byproduct of faith. Let that rest in your mind. Commitment is a byproduct of faith. So much so that you cannot say that you are committed without having faith. Because commitment is a byproduct of faith. You must have faith before you can become committed. And without faith, you cannot declare a commitment. There is no way to have faith in something and not be committed to it. Because faith motivates. And it drives you into a state where you believe to the point where nothing else will move you from that course. My faith causes me to be committed. Anytime you believe in something and you understand the vision of something, one of the greater powers that there will ever be in your life is that I am committed. My vision will become a success because of my commitment. See, you can't believe God and not commit yourself to the process of Him changing your life. I think I'm going to say that again. You can't say I believe in God and don't commit yourself to saying, here I am, God, fix me. You can't say that you believe God and not be willing to give yourself to the total commitment to Him shaping you and molding you. What are you going to do today? I'm going to give myself to God for Him perfecting me and for Him bringing me to fulfill the very purpose by which He has called me. You cannot believe God and not commit yourself to operating within the parameters of His will. Are y'all hearing me here today? You cannot believe God and ignore the fact that you have to bring everything to the table and present it to Him. I think I'm going to say that again. You cannot believe God and ignore the fact that you've got to bring everything. Somebody resound me. Everything. Everything to the table and present it to Him. I'm just going to just drop right here for a minute. I'm coming right back. Ananias and Sapphira say we brought most of it. But God say most of it won't do. You got to bring all of it. And don't ever bring some of it like it's all of it. Because you can't hide any of it from God. You got to bring it all. Yeah, y'all got that. So in order for you to get to where you want to go, maybe that's where you said, I got that today. I picked that up. I have a habit of leaving some things behind for me to work out for myself. But God wants you to bring all of it. All of it. You've got to bring it to the table. Uncommitted people just waver. They're not stable. Yeah, they're not stable. Double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And uncommitted people, they waver. And uncommitted people never get to a place where they ought to go. Just uncommitted people are always, they start something, but they never finish anything. Uncommitted people, You'll notice because they are always boasting about what they used to do. I'm gonna let that soak in a minute, then I'm gonna say it again, and then you know don't look at yourself like you're perfect, but you've graduated from some stuff. But you'll notice they can be 60 some years old, and then all they ever have to boast about is just what they used to do. Man, haven't you did anything lately? Every time we hear the story, all we're hearing is about what you, that's because they lack commitment. They're wavering. They don't have enough faith to commit themselves totally to the cause that they are operating in. If you believe God, you will release yourself to the things of God. If I believe him, then I'm just going to release myself to the things of God. Now, there's no way for me to be committed and not focused. There's the next word. What's the first one? Commitment. The second one is focus. If I'm going to be committed, then I've got to stay focused. And in order for me to be committed, I've got to have faith. So first faith, then commitment, and now focus. Focus, because anytime you have faith, you have commitment. And then after commitment, you've got to have focus. Because whatever I'm committed to, that's what I'm going to focus on. Can I preach this? You got to be focused on it. I think you'll get it a little better if I put it in a more personal light. Let me do it this way. Have you ever had a relationship where somebody wanted 100% of you, but was only willing to give 25% of themselves? What they wanted was you to give everything that you have in order to respond to what little they're willing to give of what they have. But they want you to give everything that you've got. If I have faith in you, then faith also is trust. Because I can't have faith in you and not trust you. Yeah, the reason I don't give you all I got is because I don't trust you. Well, you all messed up right there. I'm going to preach this today, whether you're ready or not. And the more faithful you are to me, the more power of commitment that I'll give you. So I'm going to respond to your faithfulness with my commitment. So don't expect a 100% commitment from me if you're only willing to give 25% of who you are. I'm not going to mess with you too bad today, but I'm going to do some fractions here. Is that all right? When you deal with commitment, the dictionary simply says this, and I quote it. It says, to speak or act in such a manner as to bind oneself to a certain line of conduct. And that simply means that if I have committed to you, then everything else around me has died because of my commitment to you. I don't come with excuses. I come with results. Oh my God. I don't come with a stammering tongue. I come with a soundness of mouth. And the only thing that I see and focus on is what you would have me to be. I don't listen to everything else, and I'm not distracted by the other people's opinions of who I am. I'm not trying to be what they want me to be. I'm simply trying to be what you want me to be. But if you want me to give you everything that I have and be everything that I can be to you, then the question now becomes, how much of you are you willing to be to get everything that you want from me? Ah, God, here you see. Because if you're not willing to give all of you, then why should you expect me to give all of me? When all you want to do is give a small portion of yourself. Is this making sense today? It's an interesting thing here. And the whole concept is really holy. It's divine. Because the interesting thing is that because the Greeks look at it from the word paradidomai. Paradidomai is a Greek word that simply says, which means to trust. So now they say trust. And that means to give over or to deliver or entrusting something to a person. Now, how much I will entrust you is contingent upon how much I believe you. Because if I don't believe you, then I don't trust you. If I don't believe you, I don't trust you. So I've got the word faith, and then I've got the word trust. And then I've got the word commitment. Have y'all heard all of these?
I've got the word focus already. And all of this surrounds the fact that if you are a believer with commitment, with faith, with trust, and with focus, if you are a believer, then you have enough strength to focus and to commit yourself to whatever you believe in. I'm going somewhere with this. So essentially, you cannot trust what you doubt. God, and say it again, you cannot trust what you doubt. If I doubt you, how can I commit myself to what I doubt? And if I don't know where you're going to be tomorrow, then I doubt because you're wavering and you're uncommitted. And now I doubt and I can't believe you if I doubt. If I don't know where you are tomorrow and I don't know where you're going to be next week. Now, sometimes people can convince you that they're right here with you. Because they are here in person, but they are not there in mental capacity. They don't have a focus on you. They are not, they are not there in the commitment. Let me put it like they used to say, you here, but your mind on the other side of town. I'm sitting here entertaining you, but my thoughts is what I can do for somebody else. I don't care if it don't have to be, and I'm not talking about they got a boo on the side, but some folk, they with you, but all they thinking about is they dogs. They thinking about they into their cars, they into their boys, they into sports, they into mama, they into daddy. I'm here with you, but my mind is on the other side of town. How can I totally give myself to a thing that is moving in a way that I cannot even determine where you are? Have you ever, and my wife would do this, she'll say these words, and that means that she needs more of a committed focus. Are you listening to me? I'm looking, but for some reason, whatever she see, she doesn't see the commitment to hearing. And she'll say, are you listening to me? I'm right here. And then you know what we do real fast? We try to repeat what they said. We don't always get it right. You just say it. Mm-hmm. And that don't always work because even when we hear you and we listening, we still can't recite it back right. And we don't ever. So don't test us with that, okay? Give us another test because I can hear you and I can do it, but don't tell me to say it. You know, that's I'm doing good to remember August the 4th, 2007. And so the reason that I can trust and commit to Jesus is because Jesus Christ is the same. Watch what I'm saying here. I can commit to him because he is the same. How much is he the same? He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So I don't have to confuse myself, and I don't have to doubt him because he is the same. God is the only one that can say, I change not. I am the same. Are y'all with me? So I don't have to confuse myself with any doubt, particularly when he has told me that I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Now the question is, do I believe him? That he will not leave me, nor forsake me. I'm going somewhere, and I feel the power of the Holy Ghost on his way. Now, because this is scripture, I will not leave you, nor will I forsake you, right? I will not leave you, nor will I forsake you. Now, Eloi, Eloi, Labai Sabbatani, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That's what my Savior said. And then I heard the Father say back, I've glorified you once, and I'm about to glorify you again. I feel a preach coming right here. Even while you're hanging in the position of a crucifixion, my glory is being revealed. I'm right here. So when he told me that I will not leave you nor forsake you, I believe him. Mm-hmm. And because I believe him, I can trust him. And because I can trust him, my commitment and my focus is to him. If I have somebody around me who has already declared, and God has, and he has done it with enough power that he'll never leave me nor forsake me, then that means the place that I'm going to lay my heart is right there. And the reason you got a good husband, the reason you got a good pastor, the reason you got a good daddy, a good brother, and a good cousin, a good friend, is because my heart is with him. The reason that I can be strong with you is because my heart is with him. The reason that I can be a profound, determined, and dedicated leader is because I don't lay my heart just anywhere. Oh, God, I put my heart where my commitment lies. Where my heart is, that's where my commitment is. Oh, God, can I preach this here? You see, because people will make you promises that they can't keep. Somebody say yes. Yes, they'll make you promises, but they can't keep them. Give me a little bit sound. Give me a little sound here. You see, but God says this, my word will never return to me void. If I said it, then it's going to come to pass. So God, you told me some things that even though I don't see it right now, I still believe you. I believe you. Just because it's not happening right now, don't confuse yourself. That doesn't mean that it's not coming to pass. Just because it's not there right now, don't have me to have you looking back to when you were broke, busted and disgusted, couldn't be trusted with your broke self. The difference that then and now is you might not have more money, but you sure got a whole lot of God. And with God, I can do anything, go anywhere. Come on, somebody in here. You see, his word is that I'll never leave you nor will I forsake you. So now that's why I can give him my all. Why? Because he gave me his all. I might not be able to give you my all every second because you're not giving me your all every second, but I'm giving God all I got. Some days I'm going to fail you, but I'm not going to fail God. I can give God my all because he gave me all of his, and that's where my commitment lies. So you know what I say to God? I say, God, I can trust you. I can commit to you, and I can believe you. And if I have no doubts about you, then I commit myself to you with a total focus, because nothing else is significant as you are in my life. It's important because Jude wants you to understand. I'm that kind of preacher. I ain't going to read something and then don't acknowledge it. So I got to get with Jude right here. Jude wants you to understand something. If you want to build, then you've got to have the right foundation. God, if you want to go somewhere, you've got to start from the right position. Give me a minute, Brandon, and let me work with him right here. You see, if you're going to build something, don't put it on sand, because sand moves. And everything that's on the top is going to shift. But you've got to put it on the right foundation. I don't know why we think that something that starts bad is going to end up good. I'm about to be messy now. I'm finna get real messy. I'm finna preach where you live. I don't know why we think that some things that start bad is going to end up good. If anybody show you their best foot and their best foot is already bad, then God help you when you need that somebody when times get tough. I'm going to say it one more time. You thought that it was going to get better as you go along, But they already told you I'm putting my best foot forward. And a best foot is bad. A bad start is a sure thing that you need to go in another direction. If it's already messed up and you lying at the gate, what makes me think that you're going to ever tell me the truth? Because a liar is just going to be a liar. And if God ain't putting up with a liar, then you can only imagine that I ain't going to have much time for you either. A bad start is just a bad start. Now, I ain't talking about your toes. Your feet's pretty. You got some pretty feet. I'm talking about bad foot like lying, like conniving and sneaky. That's what I'm talking about. A bad apple, have you ever seen one get better? But when it's rotten in a spot, it just keep on rotten into the core. So if something is bad and it showed you it's bad, then you need to go ahead and shift your gears, put it in drive, and leave it in the smoke. I'm just saying, you ought to leave it behind. Come on, somebody. Oh, but you run around here talking about, but God want me to be patient with them. As you want to put up with that mess. God say, I would have you to have exceeding abundant above all that you could ask or think. And you got me scrubbing the bottom. Who wants a scrub? I ain't got time for no scrub. I'm looking for something that's going somewhere. I feel like pushing in this house today. The truth is, if your plans are to go all the way, now let me tell y'all, y'all hooked up with folk that wanted to go part of the way. I ain't piece of the way nothing. I gotta go all the way. If you can't, if you ain't ready to go, I was like that in the world. If we gonna go in, we gonna go in. And no. What you gonna do with that? That's a wine cooler, man. Break out something. Ain't nobody. I ain't gonna tip. I'm gonna walk. Ain't no use in starting no slow. Let's just go on, get down. If you gonna do it, let's do it right. I didn't smoke long, but I didn't buy no cheap weed. Give me your good stuff. Give me the best you got. I gotta preach it so everybody can hear it. What you gonna do with that? I don't care if it was some wild Irish rolls. No, don't give me that. You give me some. Give me that other stuff. I can't even remember what it was, but that's cheap. Yeah, you gotta get with what's gonna go all the way. Say to yourself, check it to see if it's gonna last. See if it's going to take it. So the truth is, if your plans is to go all the way, then what you ought to do is to put your best foot forward. And if you're going to walk with somebody, you ought to walk with somebody whose steps are going to be ordered by the Lord. Somebody say, put the best foot forward. Even if it ain't perfect, put the best foot forward. Am I right now? Yeah, to believe is to entrust. That's what the Greeks said. To believe is to entrust. So how can I believe you if you start out shaky? Now, when God steps up, y'all help me preach today. Say, when God steps up, he steps up with a record. And all God says is, I want you to believe me. And here's what the record says. He shows me in the record that I am that I am, and what I was, that's what I am, and I have always been. What do I tell the devil? You tell him that I said, I am that I am. Yes, yes. So now God is telling me that I've always been the same. Just as I was to Moses, I'll also be to you. So now God says, you don't have to ask me. Just look over my record, and there is a testimony that I am a faithful God. Yes, I've been faithful. And you can commit to me because there's nobody in the world that's going to do you the way that I do. Can you say yes? So now, for the sake of argument, I want to ask the question now. Did the Hebrew boys, did they ever doubt God? Let me go ahead and check the record. Yeah, I see them now. on a downward slope. Yeah, get on top of me. On a downward slope. In a land that is not their own. The Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they are ostracized. They've been physically castrated. They're on a downward slope. Do you hear me today? But yet their commitment is still to God. Because I heard them tell King Nebuchadnezzar, while they were in the burning fiery furnace, they looked up and said, "Oh King, we're not careful to answer you in this matter. Because the God we serve, he is able, to deliver us from the fiery burning furnace." Oh yes. So you know what that tells me? When I'm going through hell, he is able to deliver me. When I'm ostracized, he is able. Yeah. He is able to deliver me. Am I right about it? Tell your neighbor, oh neighbor, I know you're going through some hard time, but the record says that he is able. All structure. He is able. If you know he's able today, lift up your hands and say, he is able. Ah, he is able. Ah, he is able. Wave your hands and tell the whole world, he is able. Yes, he is. Oh, I've got news for you. The reason that I'm praising him right now today, and the reason I'm praising him every day of my life, the reason I praise him, somebody say all the time, is because he can bless me at any time. So I praise him at all times. Am I right about it? So let me tell y'all this. And then I'm going home. We go wide. We going in hard. Oh yes. The reason why I commit myself to him is because I don't commit myself to myself. I've got to get past my own personal dominance. I've got to tell myself, just because you're feeling pain, that does not mean that he is not able. Just because you're feeling a little weary, it does not mean that he is not able. Now you tell yourself, you say, self, I am building on nothing less than the God that I serve. Tell yourself, I'm building on a sure foundation. Oh yes. Now you want to know, how am I going to do it? Get right on top. How are you going to do it? This is how I do it. He brought me through yesterday. Therefore, I'm like Paul. I forget the things behind me. Oh yes. Give your neighbor an air high five. Come on, slap them up there. I forget the things that are behind me. And what I'm doing is I'm pressing. Yeah, I'm pressing. Yeah, I'm pressing. I forget those things that are behind me. The record is clear, people, that there ain't no limit to where this thing goes. I've read too many stories about what happened when you let other things become your commitment, like money, fame, fortune, people crash and burn. It's because they get into the blessings and they cut out the blesser. Can I talk about King Nebuchadnezzar's party? He threw a ball. Had all of the nobles, the kings, the princes. Everybody that was bougie was at Nebuchadnezzar's party. And then while he was partying, he took the vessels that he had taken from the tabernacle and he brought them out. Watch this now. The party was going good. Party was going good. God didn't even really have a problem with him bringing the vessels. But the thing is, he didn't invite the God of the vessels. You want a man of God, you want a woman of God, but you don't want to commit to God yourself. You just like Nebuchadnezzar. You want what's holy, but you don't want to make the commitment to God yourself. God, give me, Lord, I want the best. I want a blessed home. I want a blessed home. I want a blessed home. You want to use the things of God, but you don't want to make the commitment to God. You want to run around here flossing with blessings, but you don't want to make the commitment. Anybody here ever use a GPS? Y'all use a GPS? Come on, y'all. Okay. I'm saying raise your hand. You use a GPS, right? It's usually some people. And I'm sitting in the car with you and the GPS say turn left. And I tell you to turn right. Who are you going to believe? You're going to believe the one you trust. If you trust me, she can keep saying at the next turn, turn left. And I say, keep going. But at the moment that you doubt me, you're going to stop listening to what I'm saying. And you're going to go ahead and take the words. What I want to ask you, have God ever led you in a direction that did not lead to a greater success? Then you need to stop listening to what other people are saying while they're trying to get you to alter your course. Why did you abandon their vision instead of achieving it? It's because you let other people start telling you. This today's sermon, I know it was, it had all of the flash of just of another sermon, and he hooped and he did all that. But God, I sure hope you walked away with this. If you don't have a sincere commitment to God, you'll never achieve what you set out to do. Now, you started, and you made a good start, but you better believe that you're in too deep now. You better trust him. And when he tells you to do a thing, I don't care how absurd it sounds, I don't care how crazy it sounds, you better be willing to do it. Say this with me. I'm going to make a strong finish. No, y'all didn't sound convincing to me. I'm going to make a strong finish. Come on, I'm going to make a strong finish. Come on, say it again. I'm going to make a strong finish. And that's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to make a strong finish because I got my brother here and I done looked over in the corner and I see him there and I want him to drop that mask. And I want him to get us out of here today with a strong testimony. Drop that mask, man. Yeah, brother. Come on. You got the right shirt on today. I want him to get us out of here. Come on. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Come on, Birdsong. Bless you, man. Come on, man. Come on, Brandon. Come on, Brandon. Come on, Brandon. This man of God. Hallelujah. He's sitting back over there. Come on, man.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Turn him up back.
I was kind of taught something down the line in my preaching time. You know, when somebody come with an awesome word like that, man, you don't try to come behind them and, you know what I'm saying, and preach another word or some awesome word, man. Commitment is everything.
Yeah.
Being committed to the source.
Yes.
No matter what you do, no matter where you go, as long as you connected to that source, everything gonna be all right, man.
Absolutely.
Everything gonna be all right. And you're going to finish strong.
Yeah.
You're going to finish strong. So all I'm going to do, man, is say a little prayer. And, you know, we're going to get up out of here. Lord, thank you for just being you. Thank you for being God. Thank you for being our Savior. Thank you for being our God. And we lift your name up. We say that you are holy. We say that you are mighty. And we thank you for just being there for us. Being there when we don't understand. Being there sometimes when we are not as committed as we should be. You still love us. You still died for us. You still sent your son. And God, I just pray that you let this word resonate within us. Allow us to search ourselves and find areas in our life where we need to be more committed. And allow us to have the strength to commit at a high level. We don't just want to be committed on the ground, but we want to be committed at a high level.
Yeah, yeah.
We want to be committed to our full capacity. We want to reach to the level of ourselves that we are going to become what you have chosen us to become. So as we leave this place, God, we pray, God, that you protect us, that you cover us from anything, from danger seen and unseen. God, we pray even for the man of God as he has released your word today. That you fill him back up so he can come back on the next week and give us another great word. We pray for everybody in this room, and we give God all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
My friend, Minister Eric Birdsong, God bless you. I'm surrounded by these young men, preachers, man. Pastor Corey opened us up. Eric took us out of here. Amen. Just blessed, surrounded by just strong men of God. Amen. And now Donna's a minister too as well. And also Demetrius. Amen. I praise and thank God that that in my family ranks that I have men and women of God as well. Next Sunday is Mother's Day. Amen. So y'all position yourself to get ready to just be loved on. All right. Next Sunday, we're going to do something special for you. Have something. Mother's Day. Don't forget, Corey. Mother's Day coming. Don't wait till Friday. I'm telling you now. Don't say I didn't tell you. Bishop, why didn't you tell me? I'm telling you now. But I'm reminding myself at the same time, you know. Thank and praise be to God that when we were in the department store and she looked over there and she saw, what's the name of it? What is it? What is the name of it? Brahim. That's what it is. And she said, that's what I want for Mother's Day. I've grown wise. Let's get it now. Yeah. Let's go get the purse, the wallet to match. Amen. But that don't work either, does it? Because, boy, if I don't have something come next Sunday morning, I am not committed. Amen. I'm going to need y'all prayers. I love y'all. Love everybody that's out there. Hallelujah. God bless you. Come to your feet today. Thank you, Lord. When we close, let's find something, man. Oh, my God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Did I miss something? All right. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I love you. See y'all next week. I love you. I love you, Lord. Today, because you care for me in such a special way, that's why I praise you. I'll lift you up. yourself fire.
No matter what you're going through, I know that you can stand, for your life is in His hands. Listen.
And if your heart is broken,
this is all you have to do. Just lift your hands.
Oh, come on and worship with me. Say it, come on.
Oh, I know that I can.
Don't you give up. I know.
I know that I can stand.
Hang on, joy is coming. I know
it. No matter what may come my way.
Jesus, my life.
My life is in.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. With him, I know I can take it.
Jesus, I can take it.
With him, I know.
With him, I know.
I feel like having some church in here. No matter
no
what.
No matter what.
Yeah. Jesus, my life is in.
My life is in.
Every person that's going through, lift your hands and say it with me. I know I can.
I know that I can.
I got a witness in here somewhere. I know.
I know that I can.
Hallelujah. No matter what may come my way.
No matter what. Hallelujah. May come my way.
Jesus, my life is in.
My life is in.
Oh, I love you so much, Jesus. With you, I know I can.
Jesus, I can.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Say it with me, I know you can make it. I know you can.
I know that I
no matter what may come my way. Thank you, Jesus.
No matter what,
hallelujah.
May come my way.
With him, I know I can take it.
Jesus, oh,
baby. I feel it all in my spirit right now. I feel it.
Thank you, Jesus.
No matter what may come my way. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No matter what you're going through, his grace and mercy do it for him. He loves you. I know he does.
Shit.